Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. If you want to get in line now. It's coming up in about 11 minutes, maybe a little bit more than that. We'll do quick predicts. At 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092, you're going to give us the score of the Browns-Jets game. Then you will give us Monday morning's headline. Please do not make me disqualify you for giving a backward score. And you know exactly what that is. That's if you're going to say...
what you do now, huh?
You get DQ'd. You're done. You're out. You don't count. Doesn't matter how good you are. And most times I'll give you a second to correct yourself if you... if you do get, like, that's your rule. You're the one that, I mean, it's always been my rule, but.
Sportscasting 101.
It's sports etiquette 101, right? Bigger score first. So make sure you say, the Browns win. And if you say something like, 11 to 14, you run. You're out. I don't know, 11's a tough number to get to. But we'll do that coming up in just a few moments. Again, 216-474-0092. Or on social media, on the X, at CLE Tuckheads. You just heard Kevin Stefanski's press conference. Jeff, I'll give you my takeaways. You tell me what your takeaways are. Shedeur Sanders is the number two quarterback. He is happy for Paul D. Podesta. Isaiah Bond's got a foot issue he's dealing with. I don't know if that was part of the pre-release.
And is out.
And he's out.
So much for that theory of... hey, Tommy Reese back to him with Isaiah Bond.
You got a lot of guys questionable for Sunday's game, including Carson Schwessinger.
And Tillman.
They think that Tillman's coming back this week.
Yeah.
He sounded like he was trending in the right direction.
Trending.
Help me. I thought it was interesting. You know, it was a little unusual, and Dan, back me up on this. I thought the story he told about, you know, that first time you're a play caller, and, you know, how he was worried about pushing the button. Like, that was a personable side of Kevin Stefanski that we normally get only in one-on-one interviews. Today, in a press conference setting, he was... Do you agree with me? I thought that was actually a really good story.
Trending appropriately?
Probably, yes. Mm-hmm.
No, it was. It was nice to see, because you're right. That's something you get one-on-one with Kevin Stefanski. That was where he broke the mold of, I got to get this done.
It made me feel like Kevin's taking a big sigh of relief going towards the end of the season here.
Oh, I don't know if I got that
far. I'm telling you, man, he sounded relaxed today. Compared to where he was a week ago.
We're 2-6, and we're playing the Jets, and if I lose, I'm probably done. I'm really relaxed.
Telling you.
I need more evidence before I jump into that pool with you.
I've heard him much crankier. He did sound like he was in a good mood.
Kevin's not cranky. Kevin's just business.
He gives you quick answers when he's not in a good mood.
It's just business.
He's politely annoyed. That's the way I would describe every Kevin Stefanski press conference, politely annoyed.
Let's go to Dan Menigan.
That's not Kevin.
Dan, question for Kevin.
What, am I going to talk to myself? Because trust me, that's ugly.
Just saying. I think he sounded relaxed today. I feel like by not calling plays, he's had a tremendous weight lifted from his shoulders.
Do you?
He can sit back, relax, and kind of see everything that's going on. If it works, it works. Like, even though I thought it was fascinating, just, you know, if you were an offensive coordinator, as he brought that up, would you rather call the plays from the field or from the booth? I don't think there's any question. I personally would rather call plays from the booth. Not that that matters.
So would I.
I just think you're in a much more controlled environment, and I think you get a much better feel for what's actually going on in the field. I get, like, when I watch games side, I don't even like to watch games on the sidelines because I have no feel. Everything just looks so big, and it just doesn't. You're like, oh, okay, it's a totally different game. Yeah,
old stadium. We used to be able to go out on the roof and watch games.
Yeah, no, I remember.
And, you know, I'm nobody's offensive coordinator. I remember standing on the roof. And
it was a little hairy up there, too, by the way.
It was a little concerning, but we were allowed to go out there, and so you did. And I just remember one game in particular, one play. They come out of the, you know, they come out of the huddle, they line up, and I said to whoever I was with, I said, "Look at all the space. Ozzie's going to be wide open about 15 yards downfield. You can see it before it ever even happens." And so if I'm an offensive and they threw it to Ozzie and he was wide open exactly where I thought he would be when they came out of the huddle.
Hmm.
If I can do that, imagine what an offensive coordinator can do from above. So I'm with you. I would definitely watch from above and call plays.
I think it'd be difficult to call plays from the field.
But you can't see where, you know.
I mean, I know they're constantly looking at pictures and printing out pictures but that doesn't. You have to do that after the drive.
But if a coach likes doing that, then that's up to the coach.
Mm. All right, you know what we're doing next. Your chance to tell us what's going to happen on Sunday. The door is open. The phone lines are open, I should say. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Tell us the score of the game on Sunday, Browns, Jets, and give us Monday's headline. Quick Predicts is there for you when we return. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.